Strengthen your immune system with Goldman Laboratories liposomal vitamin C and get 10% off. Quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. It's great to have you listening to us today. Thank you so much for giving up your time and I hope you're going to find it really, really valuable. We've got a lot on. We're going to be, first of all, kicking off with what is in the news. I don't know how many of you are listening. I'm waiting to get my latest figures actually on the show. About a year and a half ago, UK Health Radio as a whole, not just my show, but all over the station, had about 300,000 listeners spread across the world. And presently, it has about 1.3 million listeners spread around the world. So that is really awesome. My show had in excess of 30,000 each week, which I really appreciate every single one of you. And I'm guessing that that probably has gone up quite considerably if the proportional increase for the whole station is anything to go by. If mine hasn't gone up appreciably, then that reflects somewhat on my job that I'm doing. So hopefully I'm doing a good job. Anyway, thank you so much for the kind comments that I do get from time to time from you. It is a bit of a lonely job this, you know, when you're speaking basically to all of you, but actually, in a way, I'm speaking to myself to a degree, because I'm just sitting here and spouting off the things that I feel are most important for you as a person with diabetes. Okay, first thing I want to just point out is I look for the news items in various places online, and I always like to point you to those places so you can go and look at the articles in more depth. You can't make the whole show just what's in the news for diabetes, because it would be a bit like a shopping list. Sometimes it gets a bit like that anyway, but at least you can be pointed to where you can go and find out more. Well, today I looked up what I could share with you that's been in the news in the past week, and I actually came up with something that was released yesterday. And I believe it was in the Daily Mail or on dailymail.com. And the headline of this is, half a billion people now have diabetes and most don't even realize. US scientists warn as global cases quadruple in 40 years. This is a study that's been done by the University of Michigan over in the US, and it shows that, I'll say it again just in case you missed it, almost half a billion people globally have diabetes. And again, most of them don't know it. They used to say that about 50% of people with diabetes don't know it. So, you know, you are listening to this maybe because you know you've got it. Maybe you're listening to it because you've got a loved one who's got it and you haven't actually been tested yourself. Maybe you've got it and you don't know about it. It's really important that if you have got diabetes, then you do know about it, because you cannot deal with it if you don't know you've got it. Anyway, just looking at what this research has shown, the number of people living with diabetes has quadrupled since 1980, with 80% of sufferers living in low and middle income countries. Nearly 90% had type 2 diabetes, which can occur due to an unhealthy lifestyle and which we know in many, many cases can be reversed. And only 1 in 10 were getting the care they need to live with it. That is really shocking. So if you're not getting the care that you need to be able to live with it, that's not a good thing, because we all know diabetes has a massive impact on other aspects of our life, on our cardiac health, on our foot health, on our eye health, on our kidney health. It's pretty debilitating long term if you're living with high blood sugars. And that's what you end up with, of course, if you aren't getting the care you need. So those of you that are listening in developed countries and have access to this care, please make the most of it. If you're not making the most of it, then you really need to feel a little bit guilty, because there's so many in the world who can't get that care. They're living in these low and middle income countries, and you know, 9 out of 10 aren't getting the care that they need to live with it. So that article was from dailymail.com. The next one. Okay, so how many of you have had your vaccine? I had my second one just over a week ago now, so that's me done and dusted, until, of course, we need to have the booster, which they're talking about. But why am I talking about the vaccine? I'm not actually going to be talking right this second about the COVID vaccine, although if you haven't had it yet, you should be able to get it. Try and get hold of it, because it really is important, as you, with a person with diabetes, is protected against this horrible virus. But there is also in the news, and this was in a website called studyfinds.org, and it is in the health and medical section, and it says, diabetes vaccine shows promise at preserving the body's insulin production. So they're actually working on a vaccine that can be given to try and help the body to continue producing insulin. This is being done in Sweden. And a team from Linköping University finds injecting the protein GAD, which is glutamic acid decarboxylase, into a patient's lymph nodes effectively preserves their ability to produce insulin. In patients with type 1 diabetes, the body's immune system starts attacking the cells which make insulin. Once all these cells are destroyed, the body's no longer able to regulate its blood sugar levels. So, of course, if they can prevent that from happening, wow, what a way to go that would be, to try and help prevent type 1 diabetes, and who knows, maybe even trying to sort it out once it's developed a bit. Studies have shown that even an extremely small production of insulin, so if they can get the body to produce a little bit of insulin, is highly beneficial for patient health. People with diabetes who produce a certain amount of insulin naturally do not develop low blood sugars, hyperglycemia, as easier. They also have a lower risk of developing the life-threatening condition ketoacidosis. If you want to hear more about, or read more about that work, then please do go to www.studyfinds.org. Next one is of interest, and that is in the Epoch Times, and it says, walking off high blood sugar. For those people with type 2 diabetes, sitting can cause problems with blood sugar levels. Many people spend much of their day sitting, and this can cause a range of health problems and worsen certain health conditions such as type 2 diabetes. Research shows that sitting too much can cause problems with blood sugar levels, making it even more important for those with type 2 to get plenty of physical exercise in their day. This is a real issue for me, because I sit all day at work, as many people do. I'm in a clinic, I work on a patient, and then I see them out, and then I get the next one in. So I'm walking maybe, 10 steps in between patients, maybe a few more. Not doing much at all. Sitting on my bottom. Have a busy day. Get home. You feel tired. It's raining. You don't do any exercise. And it's something which I'm really trying to, now my leg is getting better, really trying to get back into. I went for a bit of a jog today, just starting out very, very gently. It's a real humbling thing, actually, because I was getting ready to really be able to run marathon distance again. And then I had this injury, and I've had 2 months of not doing any exercise, really. It was even hard to walk at first. Now I'm beginning to get back into it slightly, so I am walking for about half a minute, and then jogging for half a minute, and then running for half a minute, and then jogging, walking for half a minute, and just doing it like that, building it up gradually, a bit like the couch to 5K. So today I did a couple of K, a couple of kilometers, but a lot of that, well, half of it was walking. But it's encouraging to get out in the fresh air, very fresh today, because it was absolutely chucking it down with rain, got absolutely soaked. But it was good, because there would have been a time when I wouldn't have gone out the door. Not because I don't particularly like the rain, but it's just that, you know, it's not that incentivized. But once you're out there, you feel invigorated. It was wonderful. it's just getting out there sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes it's just a matter of getting those clothes on that you want to go running in or walking in, putting the shoes on, getting over the threshold, out the door. And once you're out there, you're glad you've done it. Once you're out there, you feel good about the experience of being out in fresh air. So I want to really encourage you, if you are struggling a little bit with that, try to make that effort. Just literally, even if you say to yourself, I'm only going to walk to the corner shop or whatever, not to go and buy anything naughty, of course, but you're only going to walk to the first lamppost, let's say, or the next tree along the road. At least it's getting you out there. And I can pretty much guarantee that once you get out there and you get to that lamppost, that tree or that corner shop, that you will continue for longer because you've got over the threshold. You've got past that obstacle. So, lecture over, but I hope you enjoy your walks this coming week. And remember what I always say as well. I always say when you are making a change in your life with your diabetes, monitor what is happening with your blood sugars. Okay, so if you aren't already regularly testing your blood sugars, then please start, because you should be doing that. But have a look at how things change when you start eating healthily, or when you start cutting something out of your diet, or when you start doing some exercise, or changing some exercise, or upping your exercise. If you can test and measure how that is affecting your blood sugars, it will be really encouraging for you. And who knows, you might find that something that you actually like isn't as bad for you as you thought it might be. There's been studies in the past where different foods affect people in different ways, and some people can get away with eating some things without too much of a problem. You know, test and measure. Find out what things do to your body, what benefits it. You know, the Bible says that your body is literally the temple of God, and you would do well, therefore, if it's, you know, if it's God's temple, is to look after your body. You know, it's on loan to you. So make sure you do look after your body to the best of your ability. Let's do one more news item before we have our first song. And this one is from diabetes.co.uk's website. Yep, that's the site I usually go to. And they always have some good ones on there. This one is, a gorging on sugar and chocolate could lead to an early death. Apparently, having a sweet tooth could be putting people into an early grave, researchers have said. University of Oxford, a team there has carried out a study involving 116,000 people and their eating habits. And this was over the course of 15 years. They monitored them, monitored what they ate and whether they had been admitted to hospital or indeed eventually passed away. And they found a link between those who ate a lot of chocolate and sugary drinks and heart disease in midlife. Those that didn't indulge so regularly were less likely to experience problems with their heart. Their research found that people who followed a mainly high saturated fat diet involving chocolates, butter and processed meat, and those who consumed a lot of sugar in fizzy drinks and fruit juices were more prone to health problems. I think we probably all knew that deep down anyway, but I think the lesson again is all things in moderation, not binging on loads of those items above, not having them every single day, but just occasionally is probably a good idea. Okay, so we're going to have a quick song now, and I want this song to be a bit of a teaser for you, really, I suppose. It's going to be by a particular artist, and the artist / song are going to give you a hint as to what I'm going to be talking about today, because I'm going to be giving you some lessons today regarding your diabetes and how you can manage it better. And those lessons are going to be coming from my hobby. Now, some of you will already know what my hobby is because I will have shared it on here before and I've written about it in the past. But this song, for those of you that don't, might give you a clue. It may not, but it might give you a clue. The song is by none other than Sir Rod Stewart, and it is called The Rhythm of My Heart. Sit back and enjoy. We'll be right back.
let me still exist in another place, running on the cover of a helicopter blade. Flames are getting higher than ever, burning down the bridges of my memory. Love may still be alive somewhere, someway, where they're down and only dear 100 steel towns away. Oh, the rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum, with the words I love you rolling off my tongue. No, never will I roam, for I know my place is home, where the ocean meets the sky. Darkness, light it up, light it up, light it up. I can still feel a touch of your thin blue jeans. Running down the alley, I got my eyes all over you, baby. Oh, baby.
That was Rod Stewart and A Rhythm of My Heart. I'm afraid I'm giving you my favourite songs today, or some of my favourite songs today. I love that. I love the version done by Runrig as well. Same song. Brilliant, brilliant tune. Anyway, we are still midway through our news items for this week. It's a load of news. So we're going to crack on with some of them. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name's Peter Alton, and I'm really happy to have you here with me today. So we're looking at diabetes.co.uk's website at some of the news items from the past week. Next one. This is the one that you don't want to hear about. Excess tummy weight increases heart disease risk. We know it increases the likelihood of diabetes as well. But the risk of heart disease is high among people who carry excess tummy weight, even if they are not deemed overweight. So you don't have to be overweight or obese. Remember, last week we talked with Dr. Rishi Kalyakachetty, and he was talking about how the threshold for the BMI of obesity and overweight for people of ethnic minorities and Asian and Black communities, that those people, the threshold has been lowered. So you are classified as obese or overweight at a much lower threshold than you used to be. So it's really, really important that you guys take note of this particularly. But it's saying here that you don't even have to be classified as overweight or obese in order for there to be a little bit excess tummy fat. And it's the tummy fat, the fat that there is that excess weight on the tummy that is putting you more at risk of heart disease. Do have a read of this. Again, diabetes.co.uk's website. Next item is that top expert warns that long COVID is America's next big health crisis. Apparently, a top researcher has warned this, finding evidence that people are dying up to 6 months after testing positive with the condition. Wow. Okay. Dr. Zaid Alali, an assistant professor of medicine at Washington University School of Medicine, led a team which looked at the long-term complications of coronavirus. They found there is nearly a 60% risk of death following a mild case of COVID-19, and that percentage increases with disease severity. The study involved 87,000 people who tested positive for COVID-19 and nearly 5 million other individuals who were found via a database. Dr. Alali said, "Our study demonstrates that up to 6 months after diagnosis, the risk of death following even a mild case of COVID-19 is not trivial and increases with disease severity." He goes on to say that many people who have become infected with COVID-19 have reported health problems several months after the illness had passed. And although initially COVID-19 is a respiratory virus, long COVID-19 can affect nearly every organ system in the body. This can lead to major health issues such as stroke, headaches, coronary disease, and heart failure. It says physicians must be vigilant in evaluating people who have had COVID-19, and these patients will need integrated multidisciplinary care. So if you or a loved one have had COVID-19 and you are getting some after effects, it's definitely worth making sure that your doctor is on top of what is going on with you and you get the right care. Next item, who enjoys maths? Mathematics. I wonder how many of you gave it up as soon as you left school. I mean, obviously, we have to stick at it throughout school. Those of us that are in a country that is where we're lucky enough to have schooling. Some of us probably didn't think that we were lucky in having maths. I actually did it at A level, believe it or not. And I have actually found it very useful since in various times. Not least, of course, trying to help my children. Although mathematical principles should have stayed the same. They seem very different when I come to try and help my kids. Anyway, this is a mathematical model that predicts gut changes could help design effective diets. Apparently, combining maths and gut bacteria could be the best way to design diets that prevent chronic health conditions in the future. We have had people on here before talking about the gut microbiome, and you know, just linking that here with a mathematical model to try and help the interaction of gut bacteria means that they might be able to design new probiotics, especially tailored diets for people. Read more of it on diabetes.co.uk. And the next one is that a high intake of mushrooms can potentially reduce the risk of developing cancer, researchers have said. According to a review that looked at 17 separate studies involving more than 19,500 people with cancer, the lowly mushroom has mighty prevention powers. Type of fungi, they're packed with vitamins, nutrients, and antioxidants. The team from Penn State College of Medicine has ruled the item a superfood because they have found evidence to suggest it can help prevent cancer. The findings suggested that anyone who indulged in 18 grams of mushrooms on a daily basis had a 45% reduced risk of cancer compared to those who did not eat mushrooms at all. And there's many different types of mushrooms, the shiitake, the oyster, the maitake, the king oyster, the white button, the cremini and the portobello. Well, apparently 18 grams of mushrooms on a daily basis, if that reduces your risk of cancer by 45%, that is a wow. Okay, I'll leave you to read more on that one, but I'm off to the shops to buy some mushrooms, I think. Actually, I do love mushrooms, so yeah, that's not going to be hard for me. Obviously, you've got to cook them and eat them in a healthy way. My kids cringe, actually, because I often have mushrooms raw as part of my salad. I love them. So hopefully, don't mean I get 18 grams a day, mind you, but hopefully I'm being healthy there. And the last news item this week is going to be high blood sugar levels impacts COVID-19 severity. We have heard about this before. We've heard about people with diabetes being more prone to it. Well, apparently, it's not just the people with diabetes. It's if you've got high blood sugar generally. Okay, so you can have high blood sugar temporarily without actually having diabetes diagnosed. A team based in New York said it's the first study that has looked at how high blood sugar, hyperglycemia, can impact the health outcome of COVID-19 among black people. Their findings showed that people who were admitted to hospital with coronavirus and high blood sugar levels were more likely to be admitted to intensive care or need a breathing machine. In addition, those people were also more likely to develop a kidney issue or die. Dr. Samara Shkoyski, I can't pronounce that very well, an internal medicine resident physician at the State University of New York, said COVID-19 patients presenting to the hospital with hyperglycemia require closer observation as they are likely to require more aggressive therapies. The study involved just over 708 people, 89% of whom were black, and half of them had a history of either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Dr. Skwiski said, "The results from our study reiterate the importance of regularly monitoring blood glucose in patients hospitalized with COVID-19, even without a prior diagnosis of diabetes." It goes back to that whole thing of there's so many people in the world who have got diabetes but don't know about it. The only way you're going to find out is by getting tested. So if you've never been tested before for diabetes and you potentially might have some issues with it, especially if you're listening to this because family members have got diabetes, remember there is a familial tendency, then if you haven't been tested, don't just assume you're okay. Go and get checked out. Even if you're not overweight or obese, you don't have to be in order to have diabetes. So go and get tested if you haven't been before. Okie dokes, that is it for what's in the news regarding diabetes that I've found this week. All of those ones since the Rod Stewart song were from diabetes.co.uk's website. And earlier we played that Rod Stewart song, and I gave you the reason for playing it was because it was a clue as to what the topic is going to be for our talk later on today. The clue was in the name of Rod Stewart, as opposed to the name of the song. And we're going to have another song now, which is another clue, okay? And this song is by another of my absolute all-time favourite artists. And I do like this song, actually. It's got a catchy tune. I think it was only released last year, around the time of the pandemic starting. But the song is called Tucson Train, and it is by Bruce Springsteen. I hope you enjoy this one.
And sun will burn out the pain. If they're looking for me, tell them, buddy, I'm waiting down at the station. Just pray to the 5:15. I'll wait on God's creation just to show her a man can change. Now my baby's calling in on the Tucson train. On the Tucson train.
That was Bruce Springsteen and Tucson Train, and I hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton, your host this week and every week, and thank you so much for listening. We played that song, Tucson Train, because it is another clue as to what we're going to be talking about today. Another side line on that as well is that many of you may not even know where Tucson is. It's actually in Arizona, in the USA. And there is a link to Tucson and me doing this show for you, doing this radio station show for you every week. And that is because one of my mentors, one of my the people I look up to most and has had an influence in my podiatric career, and particularly with regards to diabetes and limb salvage, limb prevention of amputation, is a gentleman called Dr. David Armstrong, Professor David Armstrong, actually. And he used to be in Tucson, Arizona, and it was one of the first places that I visited in the United States when I went over there to meet up with him and actually to interview him. That is, well, his influence on me has really encouraged me to continue doing my work. And if you enjoy what I'm doing, be grateful to the fact that he has influenced me in such a powerful way. So, David, if you're listening to this, love you, guy. And that song is dedicated to you. By the way, if you want to hear David on this show, he has been on this show several times. You have to go right back to some of my early shows, which you can get to by going to www.bit.ly/diabetesradio. Keep scrolling down through the shows and eventually you'll come to some which have David Armstrong on. He is definitely well worth listening to. Anyway, I think it's about time I told you what I was going to talk about today. I've given you the clues. Rod Stewart was one of the clues, and Tucson Train was the other one. And some of you might already have read my article in Health Triangle magazine last year. Some of you might have heard me mention it on the show here. My hobby is model railways. What's that got to do with Rod Stewart? You're thinking, well, some of you will probably be aware that Rod Stewart is a self-confessed absolute fanatic about model railways. Most of the time he's been on tour, he's been actually making models in his hotel room. So my hobby is model railways, and I'm building a model railway around my garden. So anyway, I did this article. By the way, that's why it was Tucson Train as well, because of the train side of it. Anyway, I'm just so glad that Rod Stewart's made it a lot cooler hobby to be involved in. But anyway, so looking at lessons you can learn from a model railway, or particularly building a garden model railway, well, many of you are thinking, well, what on earth can I learn about how to manage my diabetes from Peter's garden railway? Well, my garden railway, actually, it was... This is the third house that I've attempted to build a model railway in. We won't go into what happened in the previous ones, but shall we say that not a piece of rail or a sleeper or even a bit of track bed was ever built. And that's because when I am building my garden railway, I like to try and get it landscaped in. And I started off with the landscape too often and didn't get around to the railway. This time I am doing the railway and building the landscape up around it. Anyway, Let's get on. What can you learn about controlling your diabetes, managing your diabetes, with some of the lessons that I have learned from the Model Railway? And we are going to, there's about 12 different things that I want to, points I want to make out, but we've only got about 10 minutes left of the show. So that would be definitely a shopping list. And I want to get these points across to you. So I'm going to do the first five, and then we'll do the or first six, maybe even half of them. And then we'll do the other half in a following show in a future week, possibly next week. Depends what comes up in the way of other interviews. Okay, so the first one, the first lesson is have a dream. Some things in life do just sort of land in your lap and they're just handed to you on a golden platter. And those things are great and we appreciate them. But you're much more likely to get what you want if you really have a dream based on that thing that you want. And I have a dream at some time in the hopefully not too distant future that I'll be able to sit on a nice sunny day. That's a bit of a dream in this country, on our patio with a nice cool beer or glass of wine, not in isolation, but they're chatting with friends who are like-minded, coming along with their model trains. And you know, I can just picture there, we're sitting there, we're having a chat, the waterfall is in the background, splish splashing of the water there, and it's almost like an orchestrated piece of music with the clickety clack and the puff 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 toot toot of steam trains as they wind their way around the garden. And yes, I am more into steam trains than I am into diesels and electrics. I like the nostalgia and the atmosphere of all the steam locomotives. If you've never been up close to a real steam train, you must do that. Put it on your bucket list to get on a platform next to a steam train when it is leaving a station. It is an incredible experience. Anyway, that's a by and by. This dream I've had for a number of years, shall we say. And in actual fact, as I said earlier, three different houses I've tried to bring this dream to reality. One thing and another have got in the way. Undefeated got in the way. Writing my book got in the way. Working on my business, Circle Podiatry, has got in the way. Children have got in the way, if I dare say that one. Some of them might be listening. But the point is, I want to encourage you to find your dream regarding your health. And then let that dream really grow. Maybe the dream is to lose weight, to get back into a certain outfit that you had when you were younger. Maybe it's to get your HbA1c down. Maybe it's to reverse your type 2. Maybe to get a different dress size, to be able to swim 10 lengths. Maybe to be able to run a marathon or run 5K. Perhaps it's even just to get around to a corner shop. Your dream doesn't have to be big, but it has to be something which you can't achieve right now. You've got to work towards it, and you've got to plan towards it as well. Okay, so please try and think of some sort of dream regarding your health, something that you're gonna, that you'd like to change, something you'd like to be able to do. Okay, it doesn't mean you've got to do it next week, next month, or even next year. Yeah, the dream, as with my railway, which has been going on now in my dreams for probably 20 odd years, it did have a false start about 6 years ago, and then it really took off again during lockdown because I had the time, but I had the dream all along. So have a dream about what you want to do. Second thing, I just hinted on it in that, have a plan. It's all very well having that dream, but they rarely get fulfilled if you haven't got some intentional planning behind the scenes. Plan the hows of how you're going to get to achieve it. For my railway, there was lots of different ways of ending up with a garden railway. I had to consider, what do I want? Do I want it on ground level? Do I want it on raised boards high up in the air, waist height? Do I want it on a raised rockery? What size of models do I want to have? Do I want it just to be a circle of track or more intricate? Do I want tunnels? That's not a good idea all the time with model railways in the anywhere. They always seem to break down just out of arm's length. Always keep your tunnel long enough for your arm to be able to go into. That's a bit of planning for the railway there. Bridge, well, I want bridges. You know, all these things came into the planning, and it was exciting making those plans. Well, think about your dream. Yeah, what can you plan to achieve that dream? And you can find it can be quite exciting. You know, maybe it is that you want to be able to do a marathon. Well, make some plans as to how you're going to get to that level. Maybe it is that you want to walk a certain distance, walk a certain type of walk in the country. Maybe you want to go up a hill somewhere, a particular hill. You know, make the plan. Get your lifestyle changing. Get your abilities up so that you can achieve those things. So once you've made the plan, or perhaps whilst you're making the plan, the third thing I want to talk about is getting advice. And believe me, for regards to the railway, I have sought loads of advice, and I continue to do so all the time. I'm often putting things on Facebook in groups there. I've done this. Why is it not working? What can I do to get this to work? What can I do to make sure that it does work and I don't have to come on here to say that something isn't working? I'm in a fortunate position of having that and having a club that I used to be able to go to and will be able to soon. But what are some gems of advice that your friends, your doctor, your health professional, your podiatrist, your Facebook group, your forum, that people can give you gems of advice that can help you in your planning? So think about that. What advice can you get? Where can you get the advice from? Make sure that it is proper advice. Maybe it is a book. Maybe you want to get my book on diabetes in the feet, how to prevent foot problems and amputations. You will get some good tips in there. And there's many other books on other topics to do with diabetes where you can get some great input. Dr. Cavan's books, I recommend those. Reverse Your Type 2 Diabetes and Living in Control of Your Type 1 Diabetes. Those books are brilliant. Number four, be prepared. Okay, in planning my railway, I have learned the importance of knowing what I want at different stages, but also that I need to do certain things in order to get there. I need to know how much the next bit of track is going to cost, or the wires, or maybe some concrete because of building up the rockery. Similarly, in your walk with diabetes, in achieving whatever dream it might be to do with your diabetes, you need to be prepared to know what you might need to buy, what type of food, what type of diet food you need to buy, what testing kit you need to buy, any supplements that might be useful. Maybe new shoes, walking shoes. Maybe you need to be prepared for a walking holiday with the right equipment. There's these different things that you should have so you are prepared. And I think we'll stick with five because we are running short of time for this show. The fifth one is make mini goals. Okay, so you've got that dream. You've got a plan. You're getting advice on that. You're getting prepared. Make mini goals. Don't set yourself up to fail. My railway seemed like a daunting task at first. And even when we started lockdown, it seemed pretty daunting. Tons of rock and soil, literally, to move and foundations to dig and concrete to mix. To be honest, if I look at what's left in its entirety, it still is. I'm only halfway around the garden so far. But if I break it down into manageable chunks, it certainly helped. Albeit sometimes you get bumblebee nests and wasps nests in the way and they do throw a little bit of a curveball at you. But on the whole, making those mini goals makes it so much more achievable. And sometimes in the past, I haven't made those mini goals. I just know I want that garden railway and it is daunting and it doesn't encourage me to get out there, to get my wellies on, to get my gardening clothes on and to dig in because the end goal is just too big. Make some mini goals, and I think you'll find that the enormity of the task that you've got ahead to reverse your diabetes maybe will make a mini goal that you're going to improve your HbA1c first of all. Maybe that diet, you know, you want to lose 3 stones. Well, maybe try to lose, you know, a few pounds first of all. Start off with a mini goal, but don't lose the picture of the end goal. It would be pointless me making a mini goal of laying down 10 foot of track. I'm not going to have much fun with 10 foot of track if I give up after 10 foot of track laid. I want to have, you know, a good couple of hundred of feet of track laid and to be able to have some really good running sessions. So those are the first five things that I want to talk about. And next week, or at some point in the near future, we will visit the other seven that I've got here, okay? And you'll know straight away there. I won't be able to play any more of my my songs to suggest what the item's going to be. You'll know straight away. I'll be talking about my model railway and lessons you can learn. I hope you will find those useful, and I hope that these ones have helped you as well. Please do have that dream and then make a plan about it. Get some advice regarding it. Be prepared, and then break down that big goal into little mini goals. We are going to close out now. We're going to finish with a final song, and that song is, appropriately I think, by a band called Train, and it is called Play That Song. So without further ado, have a great week. Let's play that song.
Play that song, the one that makes me go all night long, the one that makes me think of you. That's all you gotta do. Hey, Mr. DJ, when you gonna spin? My baby's favorite record, she been waiting for me. She invited all the friends, and I'm buying all the rounds, and they're all dolled up. DJ, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song? When you gonna earn that pay? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She said, play that song. Just heard the song and you should play it, cause she loves it. Can you get me off the hook? Get them fingers picking now. I'll throw some money in your cup, mister, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song now? Why you gotta hesitate? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She said, play that song.
And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot, living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.